You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And as we mentioned just a few minutes ago, there are sporadic power outages in the state of Florida. NPR's Greg Allen joins us now from Miami. Greg, good to talk with you.
Hi, Neil.
And do we know how widespread this is?
Well, we're still trying to get a handle on that. We know it's big. I'm in Miami, and power is out through much of this area, so it's affecting hundreds of thousands of people, maybe millions. We know that we've gotten reports of power outages all the way down to Key West in the south, and going north, as far north as Orlando and Tampa. It's a kind of a cascading power blackout situation. So in some places, the power actually comes back on, but we're still trying to get an extent of the sense of how far this problem goes.
According to the Associated Press, a Florida Power and Light spokesman said the power outages affecting the state started when the company shut down a nuclear reactor south of Miami for safety reasons.
And that's very interesting. I mean, we're hearing from Florida Power and Light up till now is that they know there's a transmission failure, which is kind of like saying, you know, the electricity's not coming. We know that. The question now is, where does it come from? They're trying to isolate it. Then we understood that there were a number of power plants have been shut down, including those two plants at Turkey Point. This is the first information we've had that actually those Turkey Point nuclear reactors might have actually been involved with a cause for it. So presumably they'll be trying to put those back up on emergency power so they can start generating as quickly as possible.
Obviously, it's still daylight in Florida, so the problems are reduced at least somewhat, but every time you have problems with refrigerators that are defrosting even as we speak, and of course, traffic problems in a city like Miami, you got to be kidding.
Traffic is a problem here every day, and you can imagine what it's like out there right now. Traffic lights are out through much of the most congested parts of the area. You have the police out there in some areas directing traffic by hand. The city of Miami, the county here, has declared it, has at least opened their emergency operations center, and they say they're monitoring the situation. But clearly, it's a problem that could go on for some time here. It comes on a day that it's very warm here in Miami, even by Miami standards. It's in the 80s, so air conditioners are going full tilt. And so that'll be our problem here. Not so much keeping warm, but actually kind of staying cool enough while this power's out.
We heard from one listener just a few minutes ago that she was working in a hospital. The power there went out, then came back on, and it might have been the sporadic stuff we're talking about. It might have been they might have a generator. But in any case, any concerns about public safety?
Well, that's, I think, why the Emergency Management Office has gotten together and started operating, because if this goes through nightfall, then you will start to talk about real issues here. I think the belief is that it's something that is not a – there's not a problem that we have to rectify other than just get everything up operating again. If indeed it is because of the Turkey Point power plant going down, that seems like something they should be able to rectify.
And we're just getting word, Greg, on the wires that the power company thinks all of its problems can be resolved within 10 hours. So if that's true, that's good news.
Right. 10 hours is actually some time. But as we've been talking, Neil, a lot of people have been getting power restored as it's going along. So I don't think that it's going to be this huge widespread issue all through the state that we started to fear when the cascading began.
Greg Allen, thanks very much for your time. And obviously, stay tuned to NPR News for more on this as it develops. Appreciate it, Greg.
My pleasure, Neil.
NPR's Greg Allen with us on the line from Miami. And again, stay tuned to NPR News for further details on this story as they develop. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.